Can I have everybody's attention, please? It's 9 o'clock. We are graced with the presence of our Secretary of State, Elaine Marshall, who is here to swear in our new and reappointed commissioners. We do have one running late that we have to swear in as soon as he gets here. But Elaine, if you would come on up and swear in our two commissioners that we have here with us. Yes,
okay. You'll get in the middle, I guess. You'll put your right hand on the Bible. Why don't you square up here with the flags in the background? Ladies and gentlemen, this oath of office is the same that many other office holders in North Carolina take. It is the parameters, it is the boundary lines of the responsibilities that they have. They're pretty broad, but yet in some respects they're very strict. So it behooves all of us to realize that there are restrictions upon what any board member can do, and that sometimes when they turn down requests, it is because of exactly the oath of office that they're taking right now. Gentlemen, you have a responsibility to protect one of this state's greatest assets and industries, and your presence on this board is very, very important to all of us, fishermen, recreational, commercial, and just ordinary people like me to the state who enjoy seafood for what you do. So if you will raise your right hand, put your left on the Bible. I will administer the whole office, the whole oath, and then you just assent to. Do you, Samuel K. Romano and Martin H. Posey, solemnly swear or affirm that you will support the Constitution of the United States? Do each of you solemnly swear or affirm that you'll be faithful and bear true allegiance to the state of North Carolina and to the constitutional powers that are or may be established for the government thereof? And will you endeavor to support, maintain, and defend the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the state, not inconsistent with the Constitution of the United States? And do each of you solemnly swear or affirm that you will well and truly execute the duties of your office as a member of the Marine Fisheries Commission according to the best of your skill and ability, according to law, so help you God, if so say I do.
I do.
Congratulations, your latest commission members.
Yes, I am.
Madam Secretary of State, we always look forward to your coming to these meetings and swearing our commissioners. You do such a class job of it, and thank you for your service to the state. Our other commissioner, Robert McNeil, is running a little bit behind in traffic. We can't have a notary, which is Catherine, to swear him in. So as soon as he gets here, they'll step out in the hall, and do the oath of office then, and then he can be part of our proceedings. I'd like to call this meeting of the North Carolina Marine Fisheries Commission to order. Would you all please stand with me, and before we say the Pledge of Allegiance, observe a moment of silence where we pray to our higher power for guidance in these deliberations and any personal needs. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Please have your seats. We need to renew, we need to review our the ethics evaluations of our new commissioners. I ask Catherine to do this for us, please.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to welcome our new commissioner, Dr. Martin Posey, who replaces Mr. Brad Khoury in an at-large seat. Welcome to the commission. We're glad you're here, Dr. Posey. And I would also like to congratulate Mr. Sam Romano, who has been reappointed to his commercial fisherman seat. Mr. Romano was sworn in as a commissioner in November of 2018 to complete a term that concluded on June 30th of this year, and we are certainly glad you're continuing to serve. The commission is required by the North Carolina State Ethics Commission to review the evaluation of the Statement of Economic Interest for new commissioners. At this time, I will read into the record the evaluation of the Statement of Economic Interest conducted by that commission for Dr. Posey as a prospective appointee to the North Carolina Marine Fisheries Commission. The State Ethics Commission has received Dr. Martin H. Posey's 2019 Statement of Economic Interest as a prospective appointee to the North Carolina Marine Fisheries Commission. They have reviewed it for actual and potential conflicts of interest pursuant to Chapter 138A of the North Carolina General Statutes, also known as the State Government Ethics Act. They did not find an actual conflict of interest or the likelihood for a conflict of interest. And as I said, Dr. Posey will serve in an at-large seat. The evaluation of Statement of Economic Interest for each appointee to the Commission is kept on record at the Division of Marine Fisheries. The evaluation of the Statement of Economic Interest for Mr. Samuel K. Romano was completed and read into the record at the November 2018 Marine Fisheries Commission meeting. The State Ethics Commission did not find an actual conflict of interest, but found the potential for a conflict of interest. The potential conflict identified does not prohibit service on this entity. The State Ethics Commission found Mr. Romano fills the role of a member who is actively engaged in or recently retired from commercial fishing, as demonstrated by currently or recently deriving at least 50% of annual earned income from taking and selling fishery resources in coastal fishing waters of the state. Mr. Romano owns financial interests in YPS LLC, a seafood retail company, and Seafood Crab Company, which he co-owns with his brother. Because he would serve on the licensing authority for members of his own profession, he has the potential for a conflict of interest. Accordingly, he should exercise appropriate caution in the performance of his public duties should issues involving his businesses or issues involving any of his family members, colleagues, or competitors come before the commission for official action. And that completes this item for now until we have our third commissioner this morning, sir.
Great. Thank you, Catherine. It's also my obligation to remind you all of the potential conflict of interest. North Carolina General Statute 138A-15E mandates at the beginning of any meeting of a board, the chair shall remind all members of their duty to avoid conflicts of interest under Chapter 138. The chair also shall inquire as to whether there is any known conflict of interest with respect to any matters coming before the board at that time. Does anybody here have any known conflict of interest for anything that we're going to be discussing over the next 2 days? Okay, if not, I will let y'all refer to y'all to the next paragraph, North Carolina General Statute 143B 289.54G2. I don't need to read that to you all, but that is there for your own edification. So let's go to our roll call. Catherine, would you do our roll call, please?
Yes, sir. Rob Bizzle?
Here.
Mike Blanton?
Here.
Cameron Boltes?
Here.
Doug Cross?
Here.
Tom Hendrickson?
Here.
James Cornegay?
Here.
Dr. Martin Posey?
Here.
Sam Romano?
All right, we do have a quorum. We may conduct business. Before you two is our agenda. We have some action items on there, but if you will do, as you always have done, give me the ability to move around non-action items for time's sake. May I have a motion that we accept this agenda as written? Okay, and a second. Okay. Any other discussion on the agenda? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? He made a motion, and Doug seconded it. Okay. Also attached are the minutes from our last meeting, with the exception of Dr. Posey. Can we have any notations of additions, deletions, or corrections that need to be made? And if not, can those that were present at the last meeting, somebody make a motion that we accept the minutes? Sam Romano. Okay. Actually, it's the last two meetings I was just reminded of, the special meeting and the meeting in Jacksonville. So we have a motion by Sam Romano to accept them. Is there a second? Second by Tom Hendrickson. Any other discussion on the minutes? If not, all in favor say aye. Opposed? Motion passes.